Homily for Monday, May 1st, 2023. This is basically the homily that I gave on Saturday evening at our 5:30 liturgy and again on Sunday morning at 7:30 a.m. Jesus thinks of himself as a shepherd, but he also calls himself the gate for the sheep. He says, "I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, will come in and go out and find pasture." So what's he saying? I am the gate for the sheep. What's Jesus's message for us? We need to know something about sheep, shepherds, and sheepfolds back in Jesus' day. Back then, the sheepfolds were corrals located in and around the village. Each evening, the shepherds gathered all their sheep into a common sheepfold, and they would take turns standing guard at the gate of the corral. When night came, the shepherd on duty became the gatekeeper by lying down right across the opening of the sheepfold. He became, as it were, the gate to the sheep. Getting to the sheep required getting over the shepherd. So the idea is, Jesus is that shepherd. We are the sheep. He's saying he wants us to have to climb over him to get to one another. We have to go through Jesus to get to one another. That's the controlling image here. Entry into one another's lives goes through Jesus. He is to be our door, our gate, our entryway in coming to one another. So where does all that imagery take us? What does it mean in real life to have Jesus as our gate to other people? He tells us. He says, "I come to the sheep that they might have life and have it more abundantly." Having Jesus as the gate to other people means becoming life-giving for them, bringing people life, bringing them abundant life. Life-giving relationships. That's how we follow the lead of Jesus. This is how we recognize his voice, his call to us as our shepherd. He always calls us to enter into life-giving closeness to one another. We are to breathe life into one another. Jesus also speaks of those who don't come to the sheep by way of Jesus. He calls them thieves and robbers. They call to the sheep in a strange voice. They don't come to bring abundant life. They come to take from life, not give it. They come to exploit life, not enhance it. So where do Jesus' words take us? They take us into our everyday world and place us before fundamental options, two opposing ways of being in this world as we deal with one another. There's the shepherd's way and the robber's way. Are we there basically to give or to take? What's the basic shape we want for our lives? Are we to be life givers or life takers? Give to life or just take from life? The fact we are here at this liturgy tells us something about ourselves. It says we really do want to come to one another by way of Jesus. At this liturgy, Jesus will show us again how to give to life in abundance. Here, we will recognize the voice of our shepherd telling us, "Take and eat my life for you. Take and drink my life poured out for you." And he will say to each of us directly, "Do this. Do this. Do this for the sake of the world. Give your life. Pour it out for the sake of our world." Giving ourselves to our world, that's how we follow the call of our shepherd.